It is such good news that abundance is a vibration and a pattern. It makes it so easy to tune into this energy, but we just didn't know how. I didn't know how for years until I figured out this equation that abundance is a vibration, not a dollar amount in your bank account, which means we can tune into it on a vibrational level. We can work on our vibration of abundance. We can raise our vibration around abundance. What's important to figure out is what are things that you do to money in abundance other than tune in, right? So everyone's talking about success and money and abundance, but they're not tuning into it as a vibration, which would make it easy to allow and receive. What you're doing instead is chasing it. How many of you have been chasing money, chasing abundance? How many of you fear it? That's another thing we do. Instead of tuning in, we fear it. And we reject it. So instead of tuning in to the vibration of abundance, we reject the vibration of abundance. What about we resent it or resent people with money in abundance? It's another way we tune in. Sometimes we blame money in abundance for our current problems. So we put all that negative energy on top of money in abundance and success, and then we wonder why we can't attract it. Or allow it, or be it. Sometimes many people see money or a financial abundance as their ticket out of misery. And that just is putting way too much on top of it. And it pushes it away, naturally. So none of these are true. They're just attitudes. It's not true that you should fear money or reject money because it's not safe or resent it. They're just attitudes. They, too, are vibrational patterns or energetic programs. So we've really added way too much weight and heaviness to money, to financial abundance. We've made it so significant, it can't possibly come into our lives unencumbered or in a way that's easy or peaceful. And again, it's because we have these old programs and patterns in our subconscious mind. And they could have started the day you were born. They could have started when you were inside your mother. Depending on the energetic vibration, the memory, the cellular memories. Do you know about your mother's cellular memories about money? Very, very important. So our subconscious blocks are in the way. That's what we know. And we're going to clear the subconscious blocks even though we don't exactly know what they are. What we know is true is that we all have these programs and patterns and memories that are running and operating behind the scenes. So that's why we call them subconscious blocks to allowing what we want in our lives. We all need to clear them. And if you come up to another comfort zone and bump into something that feels as if you can't go further, that's just another level of a block. I increased my income 700% before I hit another comfort zone or what we call a ceiling. Good to know. So then I needed to do even more work on another comfort zone, another dollar amount, increasing financial abundance even more. Think of the words success, abundance, money, fortune. See how you feel about those terms, because those are the terms and words and images that we're going to be clearing by using EFT. There are two things we need to do to attract more financial abundance or success in any area of your life into your life. Two things. Lower resistance and raise vibration. You need to lower your resistance about these topics. You need to lower your resistance and your pushing against. And you need to raise your vibration, which is your overall mood and attitude and feeling and optimism. So we're primarily, in these recordings, going to use versions, advanced techniques of EFT to clear these blocks in order to lower your resistance. Because once you do, then you'll be in alignment with this abundance and success and the financial picture that you want in your life. You have the picture. That's not the problem. You even have the goals. That's not the problem. You have desire that's off the charts. That's not the problem. The problem is being a vibrational match to what you want. And I know you think you're a vibrational match, but if you're not getting it, that's the proof or the evidence that you've got subconscious programming that says no. Programming that says I'm not allowed to. Energetic patterns in your subconscious mind that somehow tell you it's not a good idea to either get what you want or become financially wealthy or attract success in your life. Somehow the programs inside, deep inside, remember, those programs are running the show. That's the software. That's critical. That's what's doing the work. So once we clear those subconscious blocks and programs and memories, cellular memories, about money, success, abundance, good fortune, opulence, all of those words. Once we clear those cellular memories that are negative and the programming that is keeping you from getting it, then you're in alignment and it's actually easy. Because there are no more roadblocks, no more walls made of anything.